limited to service in successive terms.
Read by him on your bill.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House of Representatives, I want to thank you for indulging me bringing this bill back up for consideration. I ran for the legislature for the first time in 2003, and had I won that election, I would have brought this bill up right then and there, regardless of who the governor was or who the past governors were. I believe that it's healthy that we have a change of perspective and new blood in the most powerful, one of the most powerful executive positions in the United States. That's why I bring this bill up. I'm familiar with the history of our state and how things have happened. We should never have it where a governor who has served two terms has it in his own political best interest to see his or her successor fail. That's not in the public interest. And I think we need to send a signal. It's not just good policy, but send a signal to the rest of the country that Louisiana is creating additional separation from a political legacy that has defined us.
Rep. Billings, would you like for the floor? Yield. Rep. Billings for the floor. She waves. Rep. Wright for the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I appreciate a little time to speak a few things here. I think many of you know, prior to this term, I've done a number of resolutions and bills related to term limits, more than I cared to have to do, quite frankly. Have been successful, and I like the effort and hope we see more of it again. Having said that, I'm not convinced that this bill in this step accomplishes what the value of term limits that we see. So just bear with me for a minute. However, I think the thing that caused me to want to come here today has more to do with how my action was portrayed on video to the public. And so it was shared with me, basically what was said about my vote as the only Republican against the second time the bill was brought up. I wasn't here the first time. So I want to make sure that people hear why I'm for or against something. And I think it's very unfortunate to kind of see some of this come about and to feel the need to do that. But let me say this. The idea was suggested that as the only Republican, I was against the constitutional amendment, and in some way, it was in favor of John Bel Edwards running for a third term. I know many of you all were here with me when I spent, God knows, 6 years, 8 years, voting against, in opposition to a lot of policy that was not good for Republicans or anybody for that matter. So having said all that, I mean, I don't know how you could find more evidence that I am not here to vote for or against a bill related to Governor Edwards. I do think it's really sad, cowardly policy to suggest that it's best for Republicans to try to pass a constitutional amendment to stop someone from running for governor in the future. And that may not have been the intention, but the frankness of it is that that's out there in the public on video and suggested as the reason why the most recent chair of the Republican delegation voted against it. That's not going anywhere, okay? I think, quite frankly, a true logical reasoning behind it, consistent logical reason behind it, you would do this for all the executive offices. You wouldn't just do it for governor. And if you know Louisiana political history, other offices have really messed things up in the past. We can go take a look at commissioners of insurance, attorneys general, you name it. So I don't know why we would exclude other offices. Um, I'm gonna just leave it at that. I don't want necessarily to suggest that this bill's bad. I don't think it's going to have the effect. I don't think we're going to see another governor. There's only two, quite frankly, that this would fall into. Perhaps another one is in the building, but you know, if we were to grandfather people in, wouldn't be such a big deal. But I don't think we're going to see this again. Is my point. But having said that, you know, if it passes, it passes. But I do think the public is getting tired of us putting constitutional amendments in their lap. And if we're going to do it, we need to do it it's going to have a significant impact on our lives. And suggesting in some way that this would be it, I can't agree. I think that Republicans have shown the last 2 years we have great policy to put out there. We've passed good things, we've killed bad things, and I think we will see that further in the future. So with all that said, vote your conscience. I hope you make the decision that you think is best. I certainly believe in term limits. I'm just not confident that this is the one. So I'll leave it all to you then. Thank you.
Rep. Bayham, you have a right to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before I filed this bill, I reached out to people connected to the former governors and asked them, would a grandfather amendment be in order? I was told no. I don't think anyone has ever doubted John Bel Edwards' willingness to speak out on an issue. People that were here before I was know this. This bill has received a lot of coverage, and to my knowledge, not one time has former Governor Edwards attacked this bill, come out against this bill, though his name has been used very generously. I can tell you that term limits has had a profound impact on our state. Many of us would not be here right now if not for term limits. That's a fresh perspective that I think has contributed positively to the state of Louisiana. I bring up another statistic. When term limits were on the ballot in 1995, 76% of the state voted for it, carrying all 64 parishes. 64 parishes that have very different views on everything from politics to who their favorite NFL team is. But it passed. And I'll give you a sampling of three parishes in particular. The term limit bill passed Jefferson Parish with 72%. Orleans Parish with 72%. It passed Jefferson Parish with 83%. And it passed St. Tammany Parish with 85%. I ask that you help take this next step to change the political culture of our state. To say that the governor is the same as the treasurer or any other office, we all know we have a very powerful governor, regardless of whether it's a Republican or a Democrat in there. So I ask for your support on this bill. Let's move it to the Senate, and let's let the public vote on it this November. Thank you.
Rep. Green, knockout. Well, 20 members joined Rep. Green in a lockout. Madam Clerk, open machines. Madam Clerk, close the machine. A lockout is obvious. Members, vote your machines and your machines only. Bayham is here. Members, vote your machines and your machines only. Quorum call, members. I hear somebody saying something. What? The clerk will close the machine. I'm sorry. Lacombe is here. Okay. Rep. Taylor, can you vote your machine? Thank you. The clerk will close the machine. Okay, members, Representative Bayham moves final pass the bill. Many of you favor, vote yea, those opposed, vote nay. Madam Clerk, close machines. Members, vote your machines. Vote your machine, members. Bayham, yes. Vote your machine, members. Members are either voting. Clerk will close the machine. 74 yeas, 23 nays, and the bill finally passed. Rep. Bayham moves to adopt title. Later motion on the table. Objection, so order. Regular order 1.